More than a decade ago, Sega entered the video game console business on the crushed lights of the Nintendo Entertainment System. Over time, the company has taken on the Super NES, the Sony PlayStation, the Nintendo 64, the Game Boy, and the PlayStation 2. From the Master System to the Dreamcast, the company has had its ups and downs. But recently, Sega's been in the financial doldrums, with the power of rival companies making the burden even worse. But this week, everything changed dramatically. Sega has announced that they will be going out of the console business in order to take on a lesser role of a third-party developer. The company will put Dreamcast technology in set-top devices and stop production of the Dreamcast altogether. Sega says it will start to pass the profitability, and the Japanese stock market seems to agree, but once specifics were given, the fallout was tremendous. Confusion erupted, and many fans wondered, after all the trouble Sega's been through and still somehow survived, why it had to end like this. Sonic will be on the Game Boy Advance and even the PlayStation. And that's not the worst news. For February 3rd, 2001, this is the Sonic Scene. You're listening to the TSFZ Infonet. This is the Sonic Scene on 7 with breaking news. The future of Sega. Good day, friends. Tristan here. All three Sega branches made shocking announcements over the course of this week. It all started when Sega announced a deal with Pace Micro Technologies to implement Dreamcast technology into a set-top box. This would allow someone to play a network game via the set-top box, even allow users to download games onto a high-capacity hard drive. The key thing to this announcement, though, is that because the Dreamcast architecture is built into the box, this new entertainment system produced by Pace will be able to play original Dreamcast titles. With this announcement, speculation grew that Sega may get out of the console business altogether, focusing on supplying software only. This type of speculation has been floating around for months, but never confirmed by the company itself. The speculation was furthered when word out of Nintendo was that a deal was made that would bring Sega games to the new Game Boy Advance. Sega of America Executive Vice President Chris Gilbert quickly tried to calm fears by sending messages to retail stores stating that the Dreamcast would continue to be supported through 2001. The rumors continued. Reports claimed that Sonic the Hedgehog would make an appearance on the Game Boy Advance, and that the price of the Dreamcast would drop to $99 in an effort to liquidate stock. Then, beginning late this past Tuesday, everything began to be confirmed. First, it was the multi-platform rumors. Sega of Europe COO Katsutoshi Miyake said on Tuesday that Space Channel 5 for the PlayStation 2 and the Sonic game for the Game Boy Advance would be the first multi-platform titles for the company. Sega would go further by announcing a deal with Palm, meaning Sega games would be coming to the Palm 5 and 7 sometime this year. This didn't seem like bad news at first, as it was only confirmed that Sega would produce software for other consoles, but the Dreamcast would still be supported. But on Wednesday, that assumption would change.
As you all know, a major driving force for Sega globally has been the path to profitability. With years of continued losses, Sega is today announcing a new focus, one directed towards its core competency, game content, and also a radical new plan to reach the path to profitability as quickly as possible.
Those were the words of Peter Moore in a Sega of America teleconference held at midweek. Three major plans were outlined, and the first one was a shock.
We are happy to announce today that Sega will follow a three-pronged approach. One, Sega will become a platform-agnostic third-party publisher.
What does that mean? In addition to going multi-platform, Sega will be getting out of the console business altogether, eventually abandoning the Dreamcast. SOA representative Heather Hawkins built on that, telling IGN Dreamcast that the console would continue to be supported through the end of December 2001, but the console would no longer be produced after March 31st. Peter Moore, meanwhile, continues in the teleconference.
2. Sega will become an architecture provider and licensor of the Dreamcast chipset technology to a range of devices, including, for example, the recently announced set-top box product from Pace Microtechnology, Europe's largest digital set-top box manufacturer.
And finally, it appears that Sega will continue to focus on its apparent network strength as described by Moore.
And 3, Sega will focus on its network strengths to bring online gaming to a variety of devices with the goal of becoming a leading network entertainment company.
Sega is assuring the press, retailers, and its fans that the Dreamcast will continue to be supported into 2002, and perhaps beyond that, depending on profitability. However, it looks like Sega will choose what system to publish on based on demographics and technical aspects. Sega of Japan followed suit, issuing their own press release confirming the bomb that Sega of America already dropped. But the Japanese brands went a step further, actually stating the titles that would be released on other platforms. In addition to the Sonic game on the Game Boy Advance, it was confirmed that Choo Choo Rocket would make it to the GBA. Major Sega games on the PlayStation 2 include Virtua Fighter 4 and the sequel to Space Channel 5. We've also heard that a Sonic Jam type game may make it onto the original PlayStation. Already, Fallout is major both within and outside Sega. The good news is that Sega's stock in Japan is up 85%, and some developer stocks like Namco and Squaresoft are starting to go down a bit. However, there's another side to this. Sega of Europe has already cut jobs. Now Sega of America will be cutting 40% of its workforce. Most of those jobs involve Sega hardware in some way. In a shocking move in the fan community, Dural, the creator of the DC Tech pages, in light of all this confusion, has announced that he will relinquish his position of administrator and separate the message board from the actual technical pages as located at SegaTech.com. This comes after severe confusion erupted on the board about the week's announcements. Even Sonic fans are starting to feel somewhat betrayed at this significant move by Sega. So, the bottom line, what is the future of Sega? It will not be hardware, for as of March 31st, Dreamcast production will be ceased. Software is the name of the game now. We will at least see games on the PlayStation 2 and the Game Boy Advance. Reports also indicate that the Xbox also appears to be a major possibility for Sega software to show up on. Thus, it is the end of an era for Sega and the beginning of a new one. Fans can only hope that this era will be much kinder and gentler than the last. There is another major story the Sonic scene is following. That is the SegaSonic.net lawsuit. AJ Schrader received a letter from one of Sega's lawyers claiming that his domain, SegaSonic.net, is in violation of the Federal Trademark Act. The firm is asking that SSN be shut down and the domain transferred to Sega. AJ looks to be ready and try and use the fact that the trademark Sega Sonic expired in 1995, again that is all one word, to stop a lawsuit from hammering him. In the meantime, all HTML files have been removed, and AJ tells the Sonic scene that the site can only be accessed now via FTP. Fan reaction to this lawsuit is mixed, to say the least. Some are condemning Sega for making this move against their most loyal fans, while others are saying that is only the legal system at work, and copyrights need to be upheld. The Sonic scene will continue to follow the situation in the SSN lawsuit, as the ultimate outcome will have a serious influence on the Sonic fan community. Phantasy Star Online has been released, but it is not compatible with the broadband adapter, period. If you try and get online with the adapter, you will get a message that says the connection failed and that PSO does not support broadband. This has many fans in anger, especially with the adapter being so expensive, and will most likely only be used for games such as PSO and Quake 3, i.e. few of them. There is a workaround, but you need to have a Japanese game save file and use that to get online. And the rumor mill is flying about the Sonic team again. This time it is being said that the Sonic team is already underway developing a sequel to Phantasy Star Online. We heard that the game would be released early next year with online capabilities included. The Sonic team and Sega has said nothing on the issue for now. The broadband adapter may now become an online exclusive. Sega says that due to the high volume of demand for the adapter on Sega.com, it would only be available on the online store for now. That could change, and we'll let you know if it does. And Yarhar has announced that Sonic 2 Robotnik's Revenge has been cancelled. The reason for the cancellation is that he will be working on more original game projects. Expect a new www.yarsoft.com to emerge in the future. For more of all the Sonic and Sega news that really matters, please come to tsc.emulationzone.org. You can get total coverage of Sega's multi-platform decision, as well as the SSN lawsuit, and as well as constant updates on both. In addition, we get news 24 hours a day, and when we get it, you get it. You can also check out the new TSSC InfoNet and see what it's all about, and if you want, you can even be an affiliate, if you're a webmaster, that is. Again, to recap our main headlines, Sega is going out of the console business. The announcement was made this week. Expect Sega to aggressively explore multi-platform opportunities, particularly the PlayStation 2 and Game Boy Advance. After more than a decade in the console business, this is a bold and brave new step for Sega, and it should also help raise profits. But the benefits aren't all good. Sega is cutting jobs all across the board, and fans are now in deep shock over this news story at the very least. Normally at this time, I would say to stay with TSNZ for any news updates on this, but I do not need to. We already know everything we need to know. For some of us, it's the end of the beginning. For others, though, it's the beginning of the end. I'm Tristan Bresnan. We'll see you next week.